Hello, this is Susan McCabe, and you are listening to the first installment of a new program on Voice of Vashon. It's called Island Extras. This is going to be news about what's happening on our islands. And today, we have news from the arts community. I want to welcome Casey Alanis. Welcome,
Hi.
Casey.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Happy to have you. And Alisara Martin. Welcome, Alisara.
Thank you. Thanks, Susan.
You women are working with fourth graders in the arts in residence program at the schools. Casey,
yes.
Would you explain that to us, please?
You bet. Vashon Center for the Arts and Vashon Island School District have a partnership program called Vashon Artists in Schools. This is actually our 30th year of bringing artists into the classroom at the school district. And Alisara has been working with the fourth graders at Chautauqua in connection with their poetry curriculum unit.
So, Alisara, please tell us, what is entailed in this poetry curriculum?
Sure. This is a really exciting project. It's its second year, where I come in after the fourth grade classroom teachers have written poetry with their students and spent a lot of time crafting these beautiful texts that then we put to film and make stop motion shorts, and we show them all in one big film festival night.
That's fantastic. And when is this film festival night going to happen?
This is February 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the K. White Hall in the Vashon Center for the Arts.
And how many students have actually been involved in this program?
We have the entire fourth grade, so that's about 104 films representing the full-time students.
So you've made 104 films?
Well, they made them. The students made them. I just help edit and show them how to work the technology, and the teachers do an awful lot. So I definitely will take a moment to thank Ms. Muller, Ms. Jensen, Ms. Barrich, and Ms. Brown for helping create these films with us, because we do a lot of tutorials in the classroom. There's also a lot of time that the students are making these on their own, and so they help each other, they collaborate with each other. And the project itself really is a collaboration between the teachers, the project that I help enact, and then the students' work, obviously, is the most important part.
That's amazing. Well, as a writer myself, I firmly believe that every film starts with the script. Mm-hmm. So we have some young poets here who are going to give us examples of what the fourth grade Chautauqua class is doing and where they started with their poems for the films that you folks will be able to see February 28th at the Vashon Center for the Arts, 5 p.m.
5:30.
Mm-hmm. 5:30. Don't come early. We are fortunate to have in the studio some of the young poets whose work you'll be able to see February 28th. Our first poet is Bella.
Imagine by Bella Polobunch. Imagine that you're floating up above the clouds, soaring and twirling without a doubt. When nobody's there, you really don't care. You're head in the clouds with nothing to bear.
Thank you, Bella. That's beautiful. And these children chose their topics and their poems on their own, and they made films from them. I say that because our next poet is kind of dark. This is Flora.
Snakes by Flora Richards. Dripping venom by the drop, spilling blood in the air, this deadly beast is everywhere.
Ooh, scary. And I want to say these are just excerpts from these young folks' poems. Their entire poems are the scripts, essentially, for the films that they've made with Alisara Martin as artist in residence. Our next poet is August.
Up by August Cantmire. Up, up, up I go. I feel the wind start to blow. I swoop very low as it starts to snow. It starts very slow. I hear other birds exclaim, whoa.
Having taken the position of a bird himself, taking that perspective. And our final poetry reading is from Emily. Emily?
The Little White Egg by Emily. Deep in the forest, past the river, a little white egg began to quiver. It started to crack right down the back, and then an eagle swooped in to attack.
Whew. So, these young people are not missing a thing, and you all can experience what they've created from their experience on February 28th at the Vashon Center for the Arts, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., And is this open to everyone? Is there a charge? Open to the public?
It is free and open to the public, and we encourage anybody to come. If you love film, if you're a kid and love student work, definitely come. It's very entertaining.
Thank you all very much. This has been an Island Extra.